Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 4. This passage talks about our citizenship being in heaven. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb to the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Over the past years, I've had the opportunity to travel and minister in many places throughout the world. The sights, sounds, and smells are different. I've been schooled on what to eat and what not to eat. I'm told by my host that there are things to do and not do. And when I'm in a different country, I stand out as a foreigner in a foreign land. And while I love to travel, the best part of every trip is coming back home. Christians are citizens of heaven. Our life is simply a journey as foreigners in a foreign land. The sights and sounds and smells in the world are not the things our hearts beat for. The language around us is strange at times. The customs are often in opposition to God's word. Disease strips away strength. Death brings unimaginable pain. Divorce leaves shattered souls with a broken heart. We know that this is not the way it's supposed to be. And we yearn for something different. We yearn for home. When Christ comes again, or when we make that last journey from death to life, we'll finally be home. When we arrive, we will see his face. We'll be with God, and he'll wipe every tear from our eyes. Death will be a thing of the past. Mourning will be no more. Crying will not be a part of our resurrected emotions. The pain will never be experienced again. Life in the old country will be over, and we'll be home. At last, home, in the indescribable place that Jesus has prepared for us. C.S. Lewis wrote this. He said, "There have been times when I think we do not desire heaven, but more often I find myself wondering whether, in our heart of hearts, we have ever desired anything else." Father, thank you for the certain hope and reality of heaven. We look forward to the day when you welcome us home and wipe every tear from our eyes. Then we'll know that in our heart of hearts, we have never desired anything else. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.